Okay. All right. Oh, sorry. Okay, so we'll call the meeting to order. It's 3 o'clock. I guess Stacy Bouchon, you're gonna be taking our minutes and our roll call votes and all that fun stuff.
That's correct.
Okay, we have a roll call then, please.
Karen Bounds. Karen Bounds.
I see Karen.
Loretta Broomfield.
Here.
Stacy Carter.
Here.
Karen Bounds.
Looks like Chastity is connecting now too.
Chastity Mays.
Here.
Maybe Karen stepped away.
Okay.
She got knocked off and back on, so we'll see where she's at.
Okay. Do we have any public comment?
None.
No public comment. Okay. In that case, let's move on to then to the approval of the September 9th, 2022 minutes. Can I have a motion to approve those?
This is Stacy, so moved.
Okay. Thank you. And a second?
Strassio, second.
Thank you. We have a roll call, please, on that.
Karen Bounds. Okay. Loretta Broomfield.
Yes.
Stacy Carter.
Yes.
Chastity Mays.
Yes.
Okay. Moving on then to the share update.
Good afternoon, everybody. And I've been chatting with Karen. She's having difficulty connecting. So I might pause and get her connected to Jonpreneur at some point. So I have a couple things to share with you for the share update. The share has decided to reopen the McNaughton book leasing program with different options than they had originally. They're also internally working on updating their member support tools, items that we use when members call in and have questions or problems. And then the last thing from share is that there's been ongoing discussion with Aspen Discovery regarding the Aspen Discovery Later from a company called Bywater Solutions. There's going to be demos here at the ILA conference and also at Member Day from Bywater, and they'll be looking for member feedback, because I think that's the next, now that they have a mobile app, then the next big step is to look at a Discovery Later to bring everybody's resources together for share.
What is, can you spell that, Bywater?
Bywater, Bywater Solutions. It's Aspen is the Discovery Layer.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that. Thank you.
I think Bywater, I think they used to be an open source company. If maybe they may still be an open source provider or supporter.
Okay. Anyone have any other questions about the share update? Okay, administrative updates. First up would be accounting and human resources.
So our HR staff and have been working in tandem with our accounting staff getting quote information for benefit insurances so that we can present it to the board in October. So we've got quote information at the end of last week, and that's going to be on our agenda then, I guess, for October. Although they'll be sharing a lot more later on down the road.
Okay. IT?
Our IT staff have just been busy helping members when they have tech issues and updating some of our backend equipment.
All right. Facilities and operations. I know there's stuff here.
Yeah. So we can cover it later. That's okay. Yeah, that's a lot of what our staff have been doing. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm.
Now you're muted.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to the Hilton, not the Embassy. So I have to walk over there.
Still. Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's my own fault. So I will be able to like listen and vote. Thank you, Loretta. And I will get there as soon as I can.
All right. Careful. Okay. Next up is membership and grants update.
So I do have a membership related concern to express. We found out late last week that there is an advisory issue that's been placed on the Glencarvan Centennial Library District for the November 8th ballot. And I'm looking for the language right now, but it basically says, shall public and school libraries use public funds for drag queen programming is basically what it says, but I can get the exact wording in just a second. So that means that they had enough, obviously enough petitioners signed to get it on the ballot. I don't know exactly what is required there, and I haven't had a chance yet to check in with Phil to ask him about that. But so that's a significant, I think, development for our members, that it would appear on anybody's ballot. And also, I believe the director of that library is going to be here this weekend. This week up at the ILA conference. So hopefully we can touch base with her. In other membership related news, Leah Gregory, the school library coordinator, was on a podcast this morning that was out of, it's WILL Public Radio and Television. It's out of Champaign, Illinois. And it was on librarians that are dealing with censorship or programming challenges. So we thought she did great. Once we found the radio station in the car, it was great to like listen to her on the way up here. So it was her someone from Peoria Public, somebody from Palos Heights Public Library, and then Emily Knox, who's a professor at the University of Illinois School of Library and Information Science.
Is that archived somewhere where we could go?
Yeah, back? It's called the 21st. I haven't, because I was driving, I haven't found the, we will find the link and send it out awesome. To the board. It was about 40 minutes maybe. So we will find it and get it sent to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding the deal at Glencarvan, if I understood you correctly, it's on the ballot to prevent them from spending tax dollars on
that? Yes. Yeah, I found I just pulled up my email. It says Glencarvan Centennial Library District Advisory Question. Shall tax-supported libraries and schools promote drag queen events to minors? So that's the actual language.
Interesting. I read somewhere recently that they dropped the queen from that. It's just drag story hours now.
Yeah, I saw that too. I'm like, okay, yeah, was it normal you're going to do that? So,
okay. Anyone else have questions about membership and grants? Okay, we'll move on then to administration.
We are getting ready for our annual meeting next week in Carbondale. Excited to come down there. And that's all that I have right now. And just, I guess, encourage all of you to, if you haven't registered for the meeting and you plan to attend in person, if you could, that would be great. And it's Karen, look.
Yeah, finally.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Stacy. You get goodies if you're registered.
Goodies if you're registered for what? For the annual meeting?
For the annual meeting.
Okay. Okay. But if you don't register and show up, forget it, right?
Right.
Okay.
And just for clarification from my own self, that's in the back building, right? Not in the front building where the main offices are.
Right, in the two-story, in the Richmond, is it Dunn Richmond Center, the two-story building?
Okay.
Is that what you call the back one?
Yeah, the one on the north side where they had, whose retirement did I go to? Shelly.
Yeah.
Shelly's retirement.
That's where we had Shelly, yeah.
Okay. That's what I assumed, but I wanted to make sure. Okay. Open Meetings Act compliance.
No questions.
Okay. And then committee updates. We have advocacy, and I don't know who's over what committees. I just know that one's not mine.
Well, it's mine, and we actually met. We had some reports for updates. A lot of things are on hold until after the election. Interview sheet questionnaire was sent to the two Secretary of State candidates from ILA. And at the time of our meeting, we had only heard back from one. And his last name starts with a G, and I don't know how to pronounce it. but anyway, we had only heard from the one, and they were pretty generic answers. I can't say that I was terribly impressed, but at least he answered. Ryan gave us an update of Isle and Safety Act and Giannoulis, I think is the man's last name who did answer us, and things like that. So that's basically what we had. We have had some challenges to Glen Carbon, Mississippi Valley, and Caseyville, Edwardsville, and the Muscoota School District. Those Leslie, correct me if I'm wrong, I think those were resolved. More or less.
They're not active. I think you got in on the end of the one about Glen Carbon. There's an advisory ballot issue on the November ballot for them.
Okay.
And it reads, shall tech supported libraries and schools promote drag queen events to minors?
Okay. Anyway, there are a lot of, I had expressed a concern about who becomes Secretary of State. We've had it really good with Jesse White, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens for whoever gets this position. So watch carefully. Anyway, that's my report.
I just wanted to, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I started getting settled in here. They did have the questionnaires filled out in the new ILA reporter. I saw it online. I saw it on ILA's website, and it looks like Alexi G, because I can't remember his last.
Giannoulis.
His, I thought, was really well filled out compared to the other guy. So,
The other guy must not have answered very much then, because I wasn't terribly impressed with that one.
Well, like, he at least had several paragraphs as opposed to, I've been to a library, is pretty much what the other guy said. I don't think the other guy knew that being the, like, that he was in charge of the library, so.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, let's move on to budget and finance. Chastity, is that you? Yeah.
Yes. So we talked about the September bills, September financial report. We talked about some policy proposed changes, which we'll hear about in executive. Capital Projects Fund budget amendment, we'll hear about that in executive, and Edwardsville Tuck Pointing request for proposal. If I remember right, will we hear about that in executive? I'm not sure.
It's on the agenda. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's there.
Okay. And then we also talked about surplus items, and that was it.
Okay. We facilities and operations did meet October 11th. And a lot of the things Chastity just mentioned, we talked about also. We looked at the surplus list again. The Carly office construction in Champaign, we talked about that. Tuck pointing bids in Edwardsville and the roof repair in Edwardsville. And then talked also about the next steps for the new, for the automatic materials handler and the members matter meeting that's coming up where they're, that material is going to be presented to the membership. Let's see. Administration is next.
Membership and policy. Right?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Membership and grants. I'm looking at the wrong list. Sorry. Yeah. I'm looking at number 6 instead of number 8. Yeah. Membership and policy. You're right.
Yeah. We did not meet. I don't know if it was just my email where I did not get a copy of the agenda out or anything. So we've moved it on to October.
Okay. All right. And then personnel.
We met and I honestly couldn't tell you what we talked about at this point. Oh, we talked about the outcome of like things that we're changing with our post best places to work, best places to work result, essentially how we're going to, how to move things forward. Let me double check here. We'll go with that for the moment as I'm still getting set up.
Okay. Unfinished business, we have the Edwardsville roof update.
I can do that. So as Loretta mentioned, the recommended contractor was approved by the facilities committee at their meeting last week. I just want to point out that finance had the same, we sent the same basic information to finance that we sent to you all for this meeting. They decided not to approve the request for a budget amendment as no funds have been used in the capital project fund yet. And they, so, you know, we may at some point be bringing a budget amendment back to the board if we feel like we need to be able to complete the projects that are in that budget, or we may not, we don't know. The other thing that I thought was okay about that meeting was that the finance committee decided that it wasn't, that if an item was approved by the budget, I hope I have this straight, was included in a budget and was within that budget amount, but they don't necessarily have to approve that project. Is that, do I have that right, Chastity? Is that kind of what, okay. So that's good to know going forward. And I, you know, I think it also kind of shows the changing nature of our board in terms of membership and like kind of focusing on what, you know, like this is this committee and this is this committee's role and kind of not having everything come through only like finance and executive, which I think is good. I think it's healthy that if we had these committees, that those committees would be looking at these specific things. So this is on the agenda for the meeting at 4:30 today, special board meeting. So do you have any questions about the proposal that we shared with you?
I don't have any questions.
I don't have questions.
Nope.
Do we need a motion to approve it?
If you want to, it'll be approved for like an hour.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Stacy, I'll second.
And can we have a roll call, please?
Josh Short.
Yes.
Loretta Broomfield.
Yes.
Stacy Carter.
Yes.
Chastity Mays.
Yes.
Karen Bounce.
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries. The next item is the Carly office construction under unfinished business.
Thank you. So if you weren't in the facilities committee meeting, you didn't hear the great news that we apparently as an agency qualify for an exception under the city of Champaign's plumbing code, which means that we do not have to build a long wall. to set that clearly defines public space from private space. So we're really relieved to learn that. We're just really happy that we can move forward now. And maybe a lesson in who goes to get the permit from your construction company might have a lot to do with your outcome. That's all, you know, live and learn, right? So they are moving forward with that project, so we can get them everything done before the end of the calendar year. And that's all I have.
Okay. Any questions about that? All right. Under new business, we have financial policy proposed changes, attachment 10.1.
So we needed to make some changes to the financial format and other sections of the IHLS financial policy. One of the changes was made because there were three different types of changes that we had. There was a change in the procurement code, and this came up at a board meeting. I think we might have talked about it in FY22, where we were looking to update this document. I think Rails had 25,000 as the threshold for prompting an RFP for a large project. Ours said 20. We wanted to change ours to 25 in the state library, but it's not in the administrative code. We wouldn't approve it if you made the change. So we've been waiting until it finally got into the administrative code, and now it's there. So that's the one change that you see in the procurement section. There is a couple of clarification about what the ability for a sale option at a public portion when we do item disposal of items that we no longer need. And then the other one was, the first change was in the financial report format and reporting section. It did say that we needed to submit to the state library a financial report twice a year. One halfway through, the second was with our annual report. However, the state library hasn't asked for a December report in many, I think we did it at the very beginning when Karen was the board president, we did that a couple times, but we've since stopped that. And that's because the financial reporting that we're doing is sufficient. They're pulling those reports anyway every month. So they didn't feel that we needed to continue to state that in our policy. Any questions? This was also approved at the finance committee meeting last week.
Was there much debate about it?
I don't think so. Was there, Chastity? Do you remember, Chastity or Stacey? You were there too.
I don't remember much debate at all.
Okay, that sounds great. Then I will motion to approve.
I'll second.
And
this roll call.
Okay. Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Karen Bounds?
Yes.
Chastity Mays?
Yes.
Josh Short?
Yes.
Stacy Carter?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. And then next up is the Edwardsville tuck pointing update.
So the second RFP that we let was for tuck pointing at the Edwardsville building. We had one responder, which we would consider not responsive because they gave us an estimate to tuck point the entire building, not to tuck point the spots that we needed, that we've identified and other contractors have identified when they've been at the building. That need attention. So this is not as pivotal as having a roof that doesn't leak. So we'll move forward with the roof process, hopefully. And then when the new facilities director, John Becker, is on board, he can take up the tuck pointing and he can deal with that. So it'll be nice when finance is not in the facilities business anymore. I think they'll be very happy when they're not learning new words. So I just wanted to tell you though that we did receive one bid there.
Was that from the company I had did Did you, I'm sorry, I'm like super stressed out still. Did you guys reach out to the church I'd mentioned that did some, had some tuck porting?
We did reach out to every company that that people shared with us because we were really having difficulty. This was not that company.
Okay.
This was a company from St. Louis that also was related to one of the companies on the roof bid.
Okay.
On the, obviously not the bid that we selected, but or recommended, but they were sort of that, they were that kind of a company, does that kind of protection work for building. Conservation, I mean, protection.
Okay, any other questions or discussion about that? All right, next is the IHLS Board of Directors meeting minutes. I'm not sure what is behind that.
I sort of asked for this to be put on. I've talked with or emailed with both Josh and Leslie, and Stacy's been in the loop. If you remember, we started addressing board minutes for the board meeting and for committees last year because there had been some issues. So we went ahead and had met with an expert exec did. Well, at this last meeting, board meeting, it was, you know, the question came up with whose responsibility it was, and it was thrown out that it was membership and policies. After the meeting, I went back and went through the bylaws. It is actually states in there that it is the secretary's responsibility for board minutes. So therefore, if it's the secretary's responsibility, it is a function of, in my opinion, the executive committee, because the secretary sits on the executive committee. In March of last year, Stacy, at our board meeting, Stacy did a board learning presentation on minutes. At that time, she had said that all minutes in the minutes would be all motions and seconds. But what we had spoken about prior to that in exec was that we were going to change that, but we weren't going to start until the new fiscal year. Well, somehow that did get beyond us. So my recommendation with, I'm sure Stacy will also chime in after I'm done talking, is that we bring it to the full board with the recommendation of exec that our minutes are not, you know, are just a snapshot of what happens at these meetings. We do not need who motions and who seconds. Every one of our meetings, whether it's a committee meeting or the full board meeting, is recorded. And you can go back and see exactly every detail of everything people said. I think, you know, and I'm not just saying this because I'm secretary, but I think Stacy Bushong and others that do the minutes do a bang up job of making sure that everything that we say, you know, the gist of what we want to communicate comes through. And I don't believe we need 20 page minutes for our meeting minutes. And since this is my responsibility, this is going to be my recommendation. Then I thought we would take it to the full board and have a vote. And then that would be it. Done. You know, no arguments about it. And it doesn't have to come up again. I've said my piece.
I at this point, I am tired of talking about minutes. So I'm happy to do that. And hopefully we can put this to bed because it has been a year of debating the minutes.
I feel like it needs to be stated like that, honestly. Like, we do this vote, and this is the vote, and from here forth, we are not going to go backward. Because if we don't state it like that, it's just going to be brought up again.
Yeah. And I get it. Like, if, like, you know, there's a glaring error in the minutes, I'm happy to make that a discussion. But when it comes down to the opinion of one person on what the minutes are going to be, you're going to get 14 people voting yes to approve and one person voting no, like we've had the last couple of months. So yeah, I'll do it in person. I'll say that next week.
So I would like to make a motion that from now on our meeting minutes only Do not state who makes a motion or a second. And that would be full board meetings and all committee minutes.
I will second that motion.
Any discussion? Okay. Stacy Bouchon, did you have anything to add there?
No, not really, except the one thing that really stood out to me whenever we were researching this was that one of the reasons it's recommended not to state the names of motioners is because then it can be assumed that that person supports the motion, which is not the case. I didn't know that. I assumed that when somebody motioned or seconded, they agreed with it. And that is not really what that means. And I would imagine if I thought that, then the general public would definitely think that. So I think it's important to remove those names as not to assign an opinion to certain people.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, that makes the most sense. And I know this is being recorded, but I also, we've had people second things that they don't support in context to just the minutes within the last month. So I think that's a good example. And I think that's great.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Can we get a roll call?
Josh Short?
Yes.
Loretta Broomfield?
Yes.
Stacy Carter?
Yes.
Chastity Mays?
Yes.
Karen Bounce?
Yes.
Okay, motion carry. Let's see, nominating committee is what's on here next.
Hey, so it's that time, almost. I jumped the gun and told Josh we had to approve this in October, but we don't. So it is time though to start discussing and promoting the value of the nominating committee to the membership. There was, if you happen to see the newsletter that went out last week, there's a little piece in there about if you're interested to, and you can connect with Josh via email. We do though, we'll need though to have members appointed at the October, at the November meeting, not the October board meeting, so that they're ready to go at the beginning of December, so that committee can meet at least once. The positions that we have that are available, because there's 15 members, and so five would be open every year. The one position that's available is the academic library representative. Right now, Sarah Hill is in that spot. She's eligible to run again. The special library rep, Stacey Carter, is not eligible to run.
This is my last year.
But we will still need a special library rep on the board. The one school library representative position is open. That's the one that Tiffany Draghi has. She's eligible to run again if she chooses to. And two public library trustee positions are available. One is Chastity. She's eligible to run for another term, as is Kelly Sullivan, eligible to run for another 3-year term. So that's what we are looking for. There will be more, I think later this month, there'll be a more PR or marketing that goes out to membership to drum up support and to really let people understand that this committee really does hold a lot of, it's an important role for the organization because they bring people to the board. So right now, that's all I have for that.
Okay. That takes us to the October board meeting agenda, attachment 11.1.
Okay. So I don't know if Stacy's going to put this on the screen, but by the time you get to seeing the agenda in at the board meeting or at the regular board meeting packet, the only thing that will look significant difference right now is that I forgot that when we do an annual meeting, we have like a couple lines that says annual meeting starts at 3, basically. And then it's followed immediately by the regular board meeting agenda. So that's a slight difference in what you'll see when you get your packet. Other things that are on this draft agenda that we shared with you have been based on conversations. So the first are that we've had through the month. The first one is board learning. I think Josh has suggested that we have a board learning that kind of lays out maybe what those minutes look like if we don't have like a policy or something in draft for people to actually look at. Do you feel that you need one, or can we? I don't have it as, I can put it definitely as a new business item. I don't have it as new business now, but we can certainly add it. How would you like to handle that?
I'd like to see it as new business, or maybe even old business, because it came up at last month's meeting.
Okay, we can move it to old business or unfinished, I guess is what it.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And just so I'm sure, it's going to be a motion in the minutes, and there's not going to be like a policy drafted or anything, correct?
Correct, because there is, I mean, it's the secretary's responsibility according to the bylaws.
Okay. We can do that. All righty. And then we do plan on having a member day update for under communication. We decided this year, right now we're up to like 280 some people that have registered for the conference. And we are also going to open it up starting tomorrow to Rails members that would like to attend. However, there will be a fee. And also they will pay a small fee, which basically covers the feed loop portion. It's $15 to attend and get all the CE. They wouldn't be at this point eligible for prizes, and they wouldn't be eligible for cookies. However, seeing what this, how this goes on a, you know, kind of like a dry run, we'll see what kind of response there is. And we may change that approach for next year. We want to keep it as something special for our members. We also do an incredible amount of program development for Member Day. And I think the fact that we've had Rails members that have asked to attend in the past might be a sign that they've heard about this as well. Interestingly enough, if you read the Rails newsletter, in this year's newsletter, and then also in last year's newsletter, because Rails, one of their staff members, or two of their staff members actually, are going to be exhibitors basically, and we'll have like a noon session about a product that our service that's available from Rails that's available statewide. They've also included in their newsletter that this is available, that their members are free to attend. Not exactly true. So how they're going to now say, come, you can go to this and you have to pay, I don't know that it's going to matter. But at least we'll get on the same page with them regarding that. So we're super excited about what Member Day is going to be. So that should be a short update. And then because it is the annual meeting, or the board meeting after the annual meeting, we'll have a short presentation about where we are this year and everything that's been achieved in this year, or 11 years, or maybe just last year. So that's what's under communication. We'll have the same committee, state library reports, the personnel section, committee reports, partner reports again. We won't need the ISWAC one yet because there won't have been a meeting. And then under unfinished business, we'll have the Carly office construction, a little bit about a verbal update about what the AMH next step, kind of maybe in like a update after we have our members matter session this Thursday. And then we'll do meeting minutes as the next item on that. And then under new business, we have the nominating committee as an information item. We'll have the financial policy proposed changes as an action item. And then Jill will be making a presentation regarding IHLS benefits. So we had a conversation, we've had some conversations with the state library and with our legal counsel, and it was the state library's position that we need to bring those benefits to the board. We do not have to have the board approve or issue an RFP for an agent that basically procures quotes for us, but we do need to bring the cost of the health insurance program according to them. So that's what we'll be doing. And I believe there is a special board meet, a special personnel committee meeting that we're trying to get scheduled.
Yes, for Monday.
Okay. So, and Then we have agenda building and public comment and conclusion.
Do you know if anyone from the state library is going to be at that meeting?
I do not know. I do know that they would have gotten an invitation. Did you get yours yet? If you, for those of you that are at libraries down south?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I don't know that anybody is going to be there. I can ask. I owe them an email anyway. I will ask Greg.
Okay. Anything else under the October agenda?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Any public comment? No. Any announcements?
I made it to my room.
I can't believe you did that while you were on the phone. I couldn't have done that in a million years. I'm not a multitasker that way.
I ran into Linda downstairs and I felt bad because, like, I said hi and then just ghosted because I wanted to get up here.
Oh, she's here. That's good, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If there's nothing else, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
You have it.
I'll second.
Karen and Josh, and it's 3:41 p.m. Roll call, please.
Loretta Broomfield.
Yes.
Chastity Mays.
Yes.
Karen Bounds.
Yes.
Josh Short.
Yes.
Stacy Carter.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
See you later.
See you guys in like 50 minutes. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.